Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
This podcast is brought to you by eHarmony, the dating app to find someone you can be yourself with. Why doesn't eHarmony allow copy and paste in first messages? Because you are unique, and your conversations should reflect that. eHarmony wants you to find someone who will get you. How are you going to know who gets you? If people send you the same generic conversation starters, they message everyone else. Conversations that actually help you get to know each other. Imagine that. Get who gets you on eHarmony. Sign up today.
I'm Trinity Chavez, and welcome to NYSE TV Live, the epicenter of the global financial markets right here at the New York Stock Exchange. It is Tuesday, September 12th, 2023, and we are perched up high above the trading floor at the New York Stock Exchange. And we are ready to celebrate the partnership between Endeavor Group Holdings, ticker symbol EDR, and World Wrestling Entertainment, also known as the WWE. Today, together, these powerhouse companies are forming TKO Group Holdings Incorporated, and today it will officially begin trading under the ticker symbol TKO.
As of yesterday, WWE now trading as TKO Holdings. The merger is complete. To talk about it and the implications of it is Cultaholic.com's tribal editor-in-chief, Aidan Gibbons.
Hello, Tom.
Good morning.
Twice in 1 month you've got me out of the writing
capabilities. We've pulled you out of the box to get your thoughts and your concerns, your fears, your aspirations for this brave new world we're entering into. Monday night was the last Raw under a 100% McMahon watch. But let's go back to April. How did this WWE-UFC Endeavor merger all come about in the first place?
So this has quite literally been months in the making, if not a year. I mean, this goes all the way back to July 2022, when Vince McMahon first retired in quotation marks. When he resigned as CEO and chairman amidst a sexual misconduct and hush money scandal. Of course, Vince McMahon, it turned out, allegedly has paid $19.6 million to suppress allegations of sexual misconduct and infidelity. And he also paid $5 million to the Donald Trump Foundation over his payments. He resigned basically because those payments were under investigation by the federal government. But Vince decided in January 2023 that retirement wasn't good enough for him and he was coming back. He came roaring back in, forced his way into the company. His own daughter, Stephanie McMahon, of course, then resigned as, well, forced out as chairwoman. She's now gone from WWE. Vince then basically decides, okay, I'm going to sell the company. This all rumbles on for the next 4 months. And quite literally the morning after WrestleMania 39, there I was, naked, as we've mentioned in the past.
We have mentioned in the podcast previously that Aidan Gibbons was as naked as the day he was born, fresh out of the shower when the news broke about WWE's sale.
But it was all just very, it was not unexpected, but all just sort of came out of nowhere at that particular time. But morning of April 3rd, it was announced that a deal had been agreed for WWE to, for Endeavor to purchase WWE, and that WWE would merge with UFC later in the year to form TKA Group Holdings. The sales process came right up until WrestleMania weekend. A term sheet was signed on April 1st. But there was also competition from Liberty Media, who owned Formula One. But WWE ultimately decided to go with the Endeavor offer, partly because Ari Emanuel, who is the CEO of Endeavor, and Vince McMahon have worked together for like 30 years or something bonkers.
We saw that interview they did where it was like two old schoolmates just yucking it up and palling up again. It was as sweet as it was terrifying. What are the parties involved in TKO Holdings hoping to achieve by this merger?
Quite simply, more money.
Yeah, as is the case.
It's always about the money. Initially, what they've said is for the first 18 months, they're going to focus on essentially integrating the two companies, which is a euphemism, comes of cost synergies, which basically means cuts to the back office staff at Titan Towers and UFC side. When those cuts will be made, we don't exactly know, apart from that, it'll be sometime soon.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Now, we saw yesterday the ringing of the bell at the New York Stock Exchange on Wall Street. It was a very bombastic, very WWE-style day on Wall Street with the massive WWE Championship belt next to the massive UFC Championship belt. We had the image of Dana White and Paul Levesque shaking hands next to these massive title belts. Then we had that huge gathering that looked like the Catalina wine mixer from Step Brothers. As the bell was sounded, and officially the era of TKO Holdings begins on the New York Stock Exchange. How did the markets react to the closure of this sale?
So in the recommendations in the weeks leading up to the merger, all these like Wall Street analysts have been recommending that people buy WWE stock, well, TKO stock, when it becomes available. And they did when it actually launched, basically. David Joyce, who works for Seaport Research Partners, he's recommended WWE to buy, and he estimates in 12 months' time the share price will be $114. At the moment, the stock opened on Tuesday at $102 and went on to rise by 2.4% to $103.05. This basically gives TKO a value of $8.57 billion.
Incredible.
And it's only going to go up once they've got all these synergies sorted. Because what they said as well is they expect cost savings of around 10% by combining the two companies. And, of course, TKO Group and Endeavor and all that, they're going to be involved in the TV rights deal. So sort of looking at how can we combine UFC and WWE in the future? How can they bring all this knowledge together and get more money? What they talked about as well is combining UFC and WWE events, like running them over the same weekend in the similar city. So that'll bring more money in. And the idea is basically combine the live events, combine everything, the TV rights deals, the hospitality, the licensing, and just get more money, more revenue.
I read this on my way in this morning regarding the More Money initiative that is behind TKO Holdings. The executives of WWE all received bonuses as a result of the closure yesterday. Nick Khan pocketing $15 million. Nice chunk of change. That Paul Levesque getting $5 million. That's all right, that. Frank Ruddick getting $5 million. Kevin Dunn, cheeky $7 million.
I know, $7 million.
$7 million for Kevin Dunn.
For his dad doing that thing in the tape library 40 years ago.
But however, we as fans get a bonus because we got a brand new picture of Kevin Dunn.
We did.
He was part of that gathering as the bell was being rung. See his little face poking out like a meerkat.
We also got two more Vince. with his horrible dyed hair and a horrible mustache.
There's a great video that's done the rounds from the ringing of the bell to start the day in New York, with Vince McMahon doing the Hulk Hogan ear cup.
Yeah.
And Nick Khan looking like an angry dad as Vince does it. It's a fabulous image. So the dust has settled. It's all underway with regards to TKO Holdings, now effectively the company that runs WWE. Can we get reminded, Aidan, of the board structure for this new company and sort of the role that people like Vince McMahon will play in the grander scheme?
Yeah, so the leadership team is Endeavor CEO Ari Emanuel will be the CEO of TKO Group. Endeavor President and CEO Mark Shapiro will hold those roles in the new company TKO. There's also, I'm going to butcher all these names eventually.
Go for it.
But there's Andrew Schleimer. He's the Chief Financial Officer of TKO. We've got Seth Krause, who is the Chief Legal Officer. Vincent Kennedy McMahon, meanwhile, is the Executive Chairman of the Board of TKO, and he is the head of the board, effectively running all of that stuff. Shapiro, Emmanuel, and Nick Khan, who is the president of WWE going forward, he can no longer be CEO, obviously. He's moved over to the board of TKO Group as well. Other names, most of them are outside of the company just because the way you structure these boards. But we've got Peter Bino, who is the senior advisor at DLA Piper. You've got Egon, great name, Egon Durban, who is the chief executive officer of Silver Lake. You've got Stephen Coonan, who is the CEO of the Atlanta Hawks basketball team. You've got Jonathan Kraft, who is the president of the Kraft Group. I think they make the cheese.
They do.
They do make the cheese.
Well, Kraft, they own
Cadbury as well.
Yeah, they own Cadbury as well. So, like, you know, mixing chocolate and cheese isn't the worst thing on planet Earth. It works surprisingly well.
Yeah. I can't say I've had it.
Mainly if you're pregnant.
Right. Well, you're just craving
weird
anything.
Cravings. Yeah. Oh, what? This is a business podcast. You expected at some point for it to go off the rails, surely.
Elsewhere, we've got Sonia Medina, who is the president and CEO of Reach Resilience. Nancy Tellum, who is the executive chairperson and chief media officer of Echo. Don't know what that is. And Carrie Wheeler, who is the CEO and a board member of Open Door Technologies.
So there's a lot of masters to serve on this board, whereas before it was just like Vince and his mates and his family.
It's basically like getting all these very knowledgeable people and going, how can we use these people to get more money, basically.
You mentioned before about a big part of this process being sort of a streamlining of the behind the scenes. So there is concern from WWE internally, but an internal memo was sent out to WWE employees, wasn't it?
Yeah, so Nick Khan, he issued internal message to employees. He doesn't mention the cuts, but what he does say is, this morning we announced that WWE and the UFC have officially come together to form TKO Group Holdings, creating a new premium sports and entertainment company. TKO will begin trading today on the New York Stock Exchange under the ticker symbol TKO. A big thank you to all of you for the hard work and commitment that helped us achieve the milestone. As we now begin the transaction, we will be in touch with more details. In the interim, we will be communicating with each of you regarding new policies and procedures. HR will also be available to answer any and all questions you may have. We know when companies undergo change, it can feel like uncertain times. The special culture that WWE has cultivated over its long history is what has allowed our business to flourish, and we will be preserving that as WWE and UFC both continue to grow together as part of TKO. As always, we'll continue to focus on the work throughout this transaction and make sure to communicate with all of you throughout this process. Thank you, Nick Khan.
Now, there's obviously a lot of concern. We've reported over the last few weeks of internal concerns because suddenly you've got two payroll departments, you've got two travel departments.
Two HR.
You've got two HR departments. So all of that, there's a lot of change incoming. So expect some movement behind the scenes within TKO Holdings. For us, though, here at Cultaholic Wrestling, we are focused on the WWE part of the new company, in particular what we see on the telly. How will this merger affect the product we see on screen, if at all?
So in terms of cuts, they won't be affecting the talent, is what has been reported and what Nick Khan has said going back to April. So there shouldn't be any of these mass releases that we saw in 2020 and 2021. In terms of the product itself, it's going to be business as usual, basically. Vince McMahon is now back. as he's returned from his medical leave that he went on in July. And he made changes on Raw this week. And it turns out he actually made changes, minor changes, on last week's SmackDown as well.
Oh.
So Vince McMahon he's back. He's making changes remotely. He's not going to be there because it seems like whenever he turns up, he terrifies everybody. But Triple H, he's going to remain chief content officer. It's basically going to be them two working together, making changes. So we'll see how that continues to tick along as 2023 continues. Bruce Pritchard's there too. He just runs the tapings with Triple H. So on screen, we shouldn't see a whole lot apart from there may be new signings. So WWE's had an unofficial hiring freeze throughout most of 2023. That came to an end last month when WWE signed Nia Jax, of all people. she's now back. Brian Pillman, he's been signed to NXT as well. For what we've heard, although he hasn't appeared on TV yet. The big one that we might see is CM Punk, of course. We haven't talked about him much. He departed, was fired by AEW 2 weeks ago now, last week. So he's a free agent, essentially. Nick Khan actually spoke about CM Punk yesterday and went, "We've got all the respect in the world for Phil Brooks." So he wasn't ruling it out of hand, basically. He just gave a non-committal answer. But what has been reported is that with the merger being complete, that will almost pick up steam now, as will other possible signings that have been rumoured throughout the year.
I think of all the things that Nick Khan said when asked that question, the one thing he didn't say was no.
Yeah.
And that's enough for us.
That's enough for now.
That's enough for us. WWE, for the first time in its existence, not 100% operated by the McMahons. It is now part of TKO Holdings.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.